Today's Toronto Maple Leaf game will feature a logo created by designer Jennifer Tabak of Shawinaga First Nation just north of Parry Sound. Tabak is CEO of Design de Plume, an Indigenous-owned and women-led design firm in Sudbury. In honor of the team's celebrating Indigenous Heritage game on January 11th, Tabak created a new logo, reflecting what she said in a promotional video was focused on integrating Indigenous perspectives, similar to her work at Design de Plume. Saturday's Toronto Maple Leafs game will feature a logo created by designer Jennifer Tabak, seen here, of Shawinaga First Nation just north of Parry Sound. Supplied image. In the maple leaf shape, there's lots of the vines of the leaf that, to me, really look like strawberries, or what we call, odemen or, heartberries. The blue of the leaf is a lot of the Georgian Bay water, she said in the interview on Toronto Maple Leaf's social media. She said the firm's design also incorporated sweet grass as one of the four sacred medicines for her community. It represents mind, body and spirit, it represents the coming together of multiple things to make it stronger. And that, to me, was not just teamwork, but also community, she said in the video. A closer look at Jennifer Tabak's Toronto Maple Leafs jersey design, showing some of the fine details. The beaded maple leaf is inspired by my sister, Julia Tabak, whose incredible beadwork reflects the style of our community, she said in a social media post. Image. Toronto Maple Leafs. She added that being able to showcase her passionate community, and bring just a little piece of that diversity of that Indigenous community with me, is wonderful, and a chance to bring her community along with her. You can catch the game on Saturday, January 11th, beginning at 7 p.m. The story behind the design Strawberry Turtle. Ahead of our celebrating Indigenous Heritage game on January 11th, Jennifer Tabak, at Design Plume, shares the meaning behind the Leafs logo she created. pic.twitter.com/here86mwqfw Toronto Maple Leafs, at Maple Leafs, January 8, 2025. You can see the video here.